This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Political chaos continues in Venezuela, where U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself president last month. Saturday was the deadline that Guaido and the Trump administration had set for aid to enter the country, which has been going through an economic, social, and political crisis. But the Venezuelan military, which is still loyal to embattled President Nicolas Maduro, prevented the aid from entering. And that sparked violent clashes at the Colombian town of Cúcuta. Many were injured when two Venezuelan National Guard defectors rammed their jeeps into barricades separating the bridge. Some news outlets are reporting Maduro supporters set fire to the trucks, but others are reporting that opposition supporters were responsible for the fire. Joining us to discuss all of this is Fernando Kutz, former director for South America to President Obama and President Trump. He's now a senior associate at the Cohen Group. Fernando, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Jorge Martin, secretary of the Hands Off Venezuela campaign and editor of the magazine America Socialista. Jorge, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Fernando, let's start with you. What exactly are the goals of the opposition between the U.S. and Venezuela?
Well, I think where we are now in Venezuela is we have a leader who is who's not legitimate. He's not legitimately in power. The last election in May that was held was filled with fraud and with the opposition not being allowed to run. So we have a lack of democracy in the country. And then you add on that human rights abuses that have been taking place day in and day out. The people are suffering. There's a humanitarian catastrophe. So you have a real crisis that's developed there. And sadly, it's a man-made crisis. It's not because of some hurricane or earthquake or anything else. It's just mismanagement, autocracy, and a lack of any kind of semblance of human rights or caring about that anymore.
I want to talk a little bit about the U.S.'s role when it comes to Venezuela politically. There are a couple things here. First off, you did support imposing economic sanctions on Venezuela, which many critics say led to this man-made disaster, the crumbling of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the data, you'll see that way before we started any kind of individual targeted sanctions, the economy was already crumbling. The corrupt regime has already been in place for many, many years. It actually started under Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez. And when oil prices were high, they could sustain themselves and they could sustain their corruption and still have enough money left over to support the people. But when oil prices started to tumble, which sustains almost all of the Venezuelan economy, you saw that with the money no longer there, they had to prioritize. And instead of prioritizing their people, they prioritized the mafia state and actually feeding the into the pot of the corruption instead of feeding the mouths of their own people.
We can't talk about the U.S. involvement in Venezuela without talking about a third component here, which is oil. I would like to play you a clip of John Bolton, who is now heavily involved in U.S. efforts in the region, what he told Fox Business last month.
Venezuela is one of the three countries I call the troika of tyranny. It'll make a big difference to the United States economically if we could have American oil companies really invest in and produce the oil capabilities in Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of the United States. We both have a lot at stake here making this come out the right way.
Fernando, can you clarify a little bit more about what the U.S. interests are beyond humanitarian aid here?
Well, you know, I think what Ambassador Bolton was speaking about, and I no longer, of course, represent the administration, so I'm not pretending to defend exactly the words he said. But I think as you look at the giant hole that Maduro has put his country into, it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of effort to get the people of Venezuela out of that hole. Some of the estimates I've seen include, over $30 billion over 20 years. And that's frankly money that the entire international community combined isn't going to just freely throw in to help the people. But fortunately, Venezuela does have a natural resource on its own, which is oil. And I think that's where it will be essential that they get their operation back up and running to sustain themselves and to help better themselves and their living conditions, which are unfortunately so deteriorated right now because of Maduro.
Jorge, let's bring you in here. You disagree quite vehemently with Fernando. You've been leading the Hands Off Venezuela campaign since 2002. In your view, what are the goals of the United States for their involvement?
Yes, first I'd like to correct something that Fernando Kutz has said. In fact, the elections last year on the 20th of May did have opposition participation. Henry Falcón, who was at that time one of the main leaders of the Democratic Roundtable, the MUD, the main opposition body, did participate, although another section of the opposition decided to boycott the election. That's their loss. But in fact, the U.S. administration has been trying to undermine and overthrow the democratically elected government of Venezuela since well before there was any economic crisis. We all know that the U.S. administration participated and gave green light in the coup against democratically elected President Chavez back in 2002. And at that time, there was no mass migration, there was no economic crisis, there was no rationale for that. In fact, there's been a 20-year campaign to undermine the Bolivarian Revolution and the right of the Venezuelan people to decide their own governments. And I think this is one of the main reasons for U.S. intervention in Venezuela. The second one being oil. I think John Bolton said it very clearly in the clip that you played. Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves anywhere in the world, and they are very close to the United States. And it will be very good, as John Bolton said, if for the government of the United States if they had control over these oil reserves. There's also other mineral wealth in Venezuela: gold, coltan, and other minerals. And finally, I think that when John Bolton is talking about the triad of tyranny. The attempt to overthrow the government of Venezuela, to implement regime change in Venezuela by the U.S. administration, both the Obama administration and now the Trump administration, is a warning to other governments in the region, including in Cuba. Governments which have in common the fact that they do not comply with U.S. foreign policy, because humanitarian crisis there is in many different countries around Latin America, in Haiti, in Honduras, where the United States supported the coup in 2009, and we don't see any attempts at regime change by the United States. The reason is that these countries already have U.S.-compliant governments.
Jorge, I want to ask you, as it stands right now, the military still appears to be on the side of President Nicolás Maduro, or embattled President Nicolás Maduro. President Trump here in the United States has said, quote, all options are on the table, which could imply military intervention. Your thoughts on that, Jorge?
I think, first of all, this is scandalous. The United States has called for a military coup in a foreign country. This is a violation of national sovereignty. And if any foreign country was interfering in the same way in the internal affairs of the United States, there will be a hue and cry in the mass media. But it seems that this is acceptable, that the U.S. president, secretary of state, vice president, they all calling on the Venezuelan army to rebel against the democratically elected government.
Fernando, now, how? Let me just cut you off there for a second, Jorge, because, Fernando, how realistic is a military intervention in your experience?
Well, you know, I think it's important to remember that this isn't a situation where the United States is treating Venezuela, you know, different than the majority of the world is. You know, we have over 50 countries now who have recognized Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of Venezuela. And so I think this huge sector of the international community, including the vast majority of countries in Latin America, led by the Lima Group, of course, who has not had any kind of U.S. involvement or participation in it for the most part, they've been calling for the military to legitimately follow the orders of their new president, which is Juan Guaido. So, you know, is there any kind of potential for military intervention? I hope not. I don't think it's impossible, but I hope not. If it were to happen, then I think there would have to be a very serious conversation. I think it would have to be multilaterally led as a humanitarian operation, not led by the United States. But again, I very much hope that we don't get to that.
One of the things that you mentioned, Jorge, also is that this is sort of looking at this could essentially be a military intervention. If we take a step back and look, the U.S. does not have a great track record when it comes to intervening in political affairs in Latin America. Jorge, is that your concern?
No, not in Latin America, not anywhere else. I mean, we have to remember that now there is a lot of talk about humanitarian aid and a humanitarian crisis. But before the invasion of Iraq, there was a lot of talk about weapons of mass destruction, which were never found. Then the bombing of Libya was justified on the grounds of the imminent threat to the people of Benghazi, which then was proven to be false intelligence. And now we see where are these countries today? Libya is in complete chaos. There are three different governments, warring Islamic fundamentalist factions. There are open air slave markets, and this is the result of intervention, foreign military intervention in this country. Is this what we want for Venezuela? And yes, the United States has a long history of intervening in
it
the
does, it, Jorge, it does, but yet at the same time, Venezuela itself had a very severe humanitarian crisis prior to the Guaido regime under Maduro. So the United Nations said that nearly 3 million Venezuelans have since fled the country. What is the way forward?
Yes, there is no denying that there is a very serious economic crisis with many social consequences in Venezuela. What is not usually analyzed is what are the reasons for this crisis. But certainly the solution to this crisis is not the seizing of $8 billion U.S. dollars worth of assets in the United States. It's not economic sanctions, which are hurting the people first and foremost. And it's not, for instance, what the Bank of England has done, which is seizing $1.2 billion dollars worth of gold reserves in the Bank of England, because this money could be used by the Venezuelan government to purchase the necessary food and medications, which will alleviate the situation.
Then let's talk about that
of the country.
Fernando, what do you think? We've got about a minute left in this segment. I'm wondering, is this a return to the types of politics that the U.S. participated in the past, similar to Allende and Pichot in Chile, for example?
You know, not at all. I think what is happening here is a legitimate humanitarian crisis. I think that every major international organization has recognized that. Most countries in the world have recognized that. If you look at the examples in other parts of the world of where the United States has also failed as far as foreign policy, if you think about Bill Clinton's biggest failure, as he would describe it himself, it was Rwanda and not intervening and not helping the people in their times of crisis. And Barack Obama, I think, would similarly say Syria, not being able to do more to help the people of Syria. So I think people who, say the United States and the rest of the international community shouldn't do anything in Venezuela, I think that's a choice, absolutely. But that's a choice that has some very serious consequences, and that the people who are suffering at the end of the day are the people in Venezuela, and it's the countries surrounding Venezuela who very well might be destabilized by the continuing flow of refugees that has just been endless to those other countries.
Fernando Kutz is the former director for South America to President Obama and President Trump, and Jorge Martin, secretary of the Hands Off Venezuela campaign. Fernando and Jorge, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.